What if every illness, every challenge, and every triumph in your life followed the same underlying pattern? In 1936, a young endocrinologist named Hans Selye made an accidental discovery that would revolutionize our understanding of the human body. While searching for new hormones, he noticed something peculiar. Laboratory rats injected with virtually any substance, from organ extracts to toxins, developed the same triad of symptoms: enlarged adrenal glands, shrunken lymphatic tissues, and bleeding stomach ulcers. This wasn't a failed experiment, but the discovery of something fundamental about life itself. Selye had uncovered the body's universal response pattern to demands of any kind, what we now call stress. This revelation transformed our understanding of health and disease, showing that our bodies respond to life's challenges through an intricate biological symphony that can either protect us or, when prolonged, break us down. When facing significant demands, physical injury, emotional trauma, or even positive excitement, our bodies follow a consistent three-stage response. First is the alarm reaction, where resistance drops below normal as the body mobilizes defenses. Heart rate increases, stress hormones flood the bloodstream, and non-essential functions slow down. If the stressor continues, we enter the resistance stage, where adaptation occurs and our coping ability rises above normal levels. We get used to challenging situations. The crucial insight: adaptation energy is finite. With persistent stress, we inevitably enter the exhaustion stage. The acquired adaptation disappears, resistance plummets, and initial alarm symptoms return, but now without resources to recover. This explains why people handle intense stress for periods before suddenly collapsing. Consider how this plays out in everyday life. Pushing through finals week on minimal sleep, fueled by determination and caffeine, that's your resistance stage. The crash that follows once it's over, that's exhaustion. The body maintains precise accounts of its adaptation resources, and eventually, the bill comes due. What enables our universal stress response? A sophisticated network of chemical messengers orchestrates it like a symphony conductor. When tissues face intense stimulation, they release alarm signals, histamine, serotonin, bradykinin, into the bloodstream, triggering a cascade centered on the hypothalamic, pituitary, adrenal axis. Think of your body as a nation with an emergency system. Local stress acts like a fire, activating nearby sensors that respond locally while alerting central command. The hypothalamus signals the pituitary to release ACTH, which prompts the adrenal glands to release crucial stress hormones. These hormones work in complementary pairs. Glucocorticoids like cortisone prevent overreaction by dampening defensive responses, while mineralocorticoids like aldosterone actively stimulate them. Some hormones promote peaceful coexistence with stressors, syntoxic, while others enhance our ability to destroy threats, catatoxic. This delicate balance explains why stress can both heal and harm. The same mechanisms that help us adapt to challenges can, when chronically activated, lead to breakdown and disease. Why do some people thrive under pressure while others crumble? The difference lies in our perception of stressors, not just the stressors themselves. For humans, emotional stressors, particularly those causing distress, impact us most significantly. The same situation that devastates one person might energize another, because psychological interpretation determines physiological impact. Our bodies send warning signals before serious damage occurs: irritability, emotional instability, concentration difficulty, chronic fatigue, digestive issues, and sleep problems. These are important messages that our stress response system is overactivated. Cardiovascular diseases are among the most serious stress-related conditions. While stress rarely causes disease alone, it often acts as the final trigger in predisposed individuals. The weakest organ system determines where breakdown occurs, explaining why stress manifests differently in different people. Dr. George Engel documented cases of sudden death triggered purely by psychological stress like grief or personal danger. Even animals can die from capture-related stress. This isn't metaphorical. Emotions directly impact vital bodily functions. Modern challenges, environmental pollutants, social isolation, constant connectivity, and rapid change create chronic stress our ancient adaptation mechanisms weren't designed to handle. Inflammation is the body's local adaptive response at injury sites, a barrier of activated tissue that contains pathogens. While protective against invaders, it becomes harmful when triggered inappropriately, as in allergies or autoimmune conditions. Through inflammatory pouch test experiments, Cellier discovered that stress hormones like cortisone don't simply protect cells, they actually suppress the formation of protective inflammatory barriers. This explains stress's paradoxical effects. With mild irritants, stress can reduce excessive inflammation. However, with strong irritants, like bacteria, stress prevents crucial protective barriers from forming, allowing damage to spread. Remarkably, the same hormone concentration can be excessive for one body region while insufficient for another, depending on local needs. This contradicts the assumption that hormonal imbalances affect the body uniformly and suggests treatments should target specific regions rather than the entire system. The mind-body connection is evident in stress responses. Hormonal fluctuations affect consciousness itself, with ACTH or cortisol often causing initial euphoria followed by depression. The gastrointestinal tract shows particular sensitivity to stress, explaining why digestive issues accompany anxiety. During stress, protective barriers in the stomach weaken, allowing digestive juices to damage tissue, the physiological basis of stress ulcers. Understanding yourself is fundamental to managing stress effectively. While research shows how mental attitudes affect the body, less attention goes to how physical condition influences mental state. Even simple actions like improving appearance can significantly boost resilience. Nervous tension resembles tightening violin strings. Moderate tension prepares us for peak performance, while excessive tension creates function-impairing jitteriness. This has a physical basis. Stress hormones initially create excitement followed by depression, first preparing us for action, then forcing recovery. Balancing activity and rest requires personalized solutions. Each person has unique requirements that change with age. What constitutes work versus play varies individually. Fishing relaxes an executive, but represents work for a professional fisherman. A biological principle prevents any body part from being disproportionately overworked. When analyzing stress, consider both total body stress and its distribution. The critical stress quotient is local stress in any part divided by total body stress. For disproportionate stress in one area, diversion helps. For excessive total stress, rest becomes necessary. Stress functions as life's speedometer, the sum of all non-specific vital reactions. Aging results from accumulated wear and tear as our inherited adaptation energy depletes with each stressful experience. Like pilots who can't stop mid-flight but can control course and speed, we cannot stop living but can choose how to live optimally. Though our adaptation energy and bodily limitations are fixed at birth, we can determine our ideal pace and direction, occasionally shifting to balance wear across body systems. Scientific studies reveal that humans biologically need to pursue worthwhile goals and use innate capacities to enjoy the eustress of fulfillment. The key isn't avoiding stress altogether, but distinguishing between harmful distress and beneficial eustress to find your optimal level. Perhaps the most enduring wisdom from stress research is fight for your highest attainable aim, but never put up resistance in vain. Know when to engage and when to let go. In a world that glorifies constant activity, sometimes the wisest response is recognizing unwinnable battles and redirecting your precious adaptation energy toward goals that truly matter.